Radio, I want to share about this Mangala Sutta.
Oh, sorry.
The my understanding from the passages. Radio, you know, you when you ask us how many of these blessings do we have, you know,
Sadhu.
so, not I mean I sadhu you first, love, Radio. Maha sadhu you everything. What I'm saying is all those initial 1 to probably 30 two, number of blessings, all these are worldly blessing, you know, worldly in the sense that in the conditioned world. Then towards the end, the third, fourth, I mean the last three
Last
paragraph, I think it's
three,
the
yes.
last three, the ardent and the although involved in worldliness. This part, these two paragraph, Brother Teo, not the last one, but the second and third last paragraph, on page 55, these are the,
Enlightened being only
yes,
can.
this is the enlightened one. No, not those worldly attainment, you know. So you when you realize this, then you become the Arya, you know, Brother.
Correct. That's why the Arya, their blessings are the highest.
Yes. So initially
But
it's just worldly blessing.
I told you all just now, after 1989, I read the Sutta. I got such Sutta. How come everyone also I have? So that is why it's very beautiful. I like this sutta because even the worldly, because this is highest blessing. So of course it include the supramundane where you have realized. So any of these, the devas actually doesn't know. That's why when they heard this, they were full of joy. Just imagine middle of the night, the deva come with a bright light, everything. The entire Jetagro glow up. Then they respect, circumvent respectfully to one side, request for the Buddha to proclaim this sutta. Because the deva knew, living being also want to know what is the highest blessing so that they can cultivate accordingly. And blessings are important because blessings are merits, wholesomeness that you can record and store in your karmic nature. And your karmic nature is the one, every life you come, they will protect you and the sana. That's why you take care of karma, karma take care of your life. So if you know how to do all this duty, even the worldly one, then cultivate and realize the truth. Your blessing is full, understand? Because these are all highest blessing. That's why when you have this, you can invoke power of merits or causes and conditions for you to avoid the foolish, made up with the wise, so that enlightenment in the here and now can be realized. And the first one is reminding you to avoid the foolish. That's why the Buddha in his puja and all things, the closing puja especially, help you to make this aspiration. So when you understand, then all this become like clear. That's why he closing puja teacher chant, Iminang punyang kamina, means by the power of this merit. Mami bala samagamo, satang samagamo tu, yawa nivana patiya. So you wish for causes and conditions to realize Nibbana by the power of the punyang, which is the merit. May I avoid all the heedless and the foolish, made up with the wise, so that Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. So this type of aspiration are very important. Then living in a place of suitable kind, not easy at all. Do you know why not? Let's say this sasana. You come, then you are not born in a Buddhist country. You understand? Not? Then your religion is something else. Understand? Not? So, what happened to you? Sometimes you're born in a Buddhist country, also no use. You didn't stay near the place which is conducive for Dhamma. Understand? Not? So, all this won't take for granted. That's why the Buddha said, living in a place of suitable kind, with the fruit of past good karma or good deeds, and guided by the rightful way, this is the highest blessing. Means what? In the past, you have created such condition because you know how to actually help people to come to the Dhamma and all those things. And because of what you did, you reap what you sow, people will also bring you to such places. Understand? Huh? That's why I, from Alasta, hardly any of these things. The book from KL, What Buddhists Believe, K. Sri Dhammananda, can go to a classmate sister and give it to me. See? Then I come now. First day, I met the author, Chief Reverend K. Sri Dhammananda. Because of the past, parami, when the time comes for me to receive all these, condition will appear. So understand all this. Then when you have condition, to manifest the causes and condition for your highest blessing to unfold, then whenever you come, you will sure have causes and condition to meet up with the Dhamma.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Berarti, I just want to say that that is a differentiation between the worldly attainment blessings and the Arya blessings.
Correct, correct, yes.
So I was thinking highest blessing is the Arya blessings.
Yeah. In fact, they are all highest blessing, except some is supramundane, the other one is mundane. But they are all highest blessing. That is regarding the merits and the blessing that you receive. So these are very beautiful. And even the worldly one, you must understand, no? Sama Sambuddha Sakyamuni proclaim it and mention it. So it has to be the truth. Yeah? His perfection, Satya, which is true, is one of the most complete perfection that he has done. No? That's why his words are very powerful. No? The Dhammapada verses are evergreen. No? You cannot prove it wrong. No? For normal human being, I ask you to come away with one stanza or one sentence that can last forever and evergreen. I cannot. A lot of even science, technology also become obsolete very fast. Understand? Oh. So not easy. So this type of truth, when you know, even by doing simple things, supporting your parents, take care of your kinsmen, relatives, then have generosity. This also constitute higher blessing like the enlightened being realized enlightenment. Highest blessing. So you don't have to wait till you become enlightened to develop all this highest blessing. But for the Arya, the difference is after they realize that, it develops the highest blessing. But life after that is continuous. You cannot understand or not the type of blessing. But they are incapable of evil. And they become a blessing to all. Understand? Huh? That's why the mundane and supramundane from the sutta is like both also the highest blessing. But the difference is, if you develop the supramundane blessing already, then life after life after that, if you take the bodhisattva way, you become equally more beautiful. Because this highest blessing from then on will continuously generate all this highest blessing type of merits or wholesomeness. So blessings are important. Do you know why? You know the difference between merits and blessings? What is merit?
The goodness that we make ourselves.
Yeah, means you have merits. Understand? But blessing means what? You are very blessed, no? Like you really hold me, no?
Is it like how your spiritual faculties become balas?
Yeah, that one is one of them. That one is one of them. But blessing me, you are very blessed or not. Your family all full of harmony and not. And everyone like very successful. Then like the blessing, like You very holy, you are very blessed. The correct word is very blessed. Oh, very blessed one.
Fortunate.
Oh, fortunate one. And nothing to do with luck on that. You have this blessing. Oh, like, not likely to happen one, but you can have one. Like when you need certain thing, condition will arise. Like that time, I want to get married. My in-law buy two tickets, social welfare, first prize. Got such thing. These are the blessings. It comes with it. So when it's meant to be, when you have blessing, everything go your way. One, you understand? Like your family, your children, all like very blessed. That's why I used to share this with some Kayamita and my wife and my children. You will never, never believe you can be so lucky and so blessed. For normal people, understand? Because I understand the Dhamma, that's why I look back. I saw my life. Everything like planned for me. I just echo and flow. Everything fall into place. You remember that seminar book, 2013? Success in life, following the Dhamma way. Towards the end, everything that living beings look forward to achieve, I achieve them all, including the spiritual understanding. I reach the pinnacle of it. What more you want in life? That's enough. Education, study. I also did well. Then when it comes to career, I also reach the pinnacle of my career. Then come to financial, I was able to have financial freedom quite early. That's why I retired early. Then when it comes to family unit, relationship, that one, a lot of people with a lot of money and wealth also cannot have one. But I have family, blessed family, with a lot of understanding. And a lot of things just manifest and unfold. And the spiritual life and all that. So now you understand what is blessing. Merit means like spiritual wealth, money only, understand? But blessing, need a full power. Suppose a full power. Blessing, hawk, full power. Puts a kong de, understand? Yeah, kong de is merit. That's why it's different, understand? Kong de and full power, they are different. A lot of people don't understand. So the two are different, although both also wholesome merits. But blessing is another type of merit. So that's why this one make you very blessed or not. The highest blessing. You do all this duty in accordance with the Dhamma, with understanding and sincere. Your blessing is there or not. You come, you very blessed or not. You got a lot of full power. So this Mangala Sutta, Mahamangala Sutta, you must pay attention so that you develop not only merits, you develop a lot of blessings. Okay?